The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What have you hidden from your partner? I'm talking about cheating or anything like that. For example, I'm a notorious Oreo cookie hider. Let's discuss now on this Wednesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I hide Oreos from my family. I like Oreos, and I don't like to share. I'm an only child. Mm. So the reason we're even having this discussion is because this morning, as we're getting ready to come in, Automatic comes inside the house. He was throwing the trash in the backyard. He's like, the dogs are hiding their bones from each other. Mind you, they each get the same bone.
It's the same, this little weird game they play
and
with each other.
One will take the other bone, and the other one takes the other bone, and,
then they dig up the backyard, and I gotta go fill in the holes.
It's the same bone. What are you doing?
That reminds me of my little brother. He used to hide everybody's shoes.
Oh, why? That was Anthony, why?
Just because he was being mischievous. Is that
mischievous?
The word?
There it is, yeah.
But back to your relationship question. For me, my last relationship, I was actually hiding fast food, actually, from my partner. Yes. Yeah, I was eating burgers in the car. Before I got up there. And shout out to all the parents who do the same thing, too. I didn't know
I've done that 100 times.
Hella parents be sneaking hella fast food from their kids, dude. That is so funny.
And they get home. You can make something. There's plenty of food in the kitchen.
My dad used to, I'd go to work with him, and before we get home, he'd be like, make sure you finish everything. Because it was just me and him, and there were six people in the family. He didn't want to buy for six people, so he'd be like, finish everything. Throw the wrappers in the trash.
So what would they eat?
Whatever my mom was making.
Whatever was at home, dog.
And you've said how what a great cook your mom is, so I'm sure.
I'm just proud that from an early age, you knew not to be a snitch. Like, right? That's what that showed you.
If there's one thing my dad taught me, he was like, don't ever rat on anybody, because that's how you get your kicked.
There it is. Boom. Look at that. Moral story here.
There's the moral of the story. Don't rat. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick this one off with National Clean Your Room Day.
Hey.
And this is mainly because I've been on a nice streak of cleaning my apartment. It's been really
nice. That's good, eh?
We are slacking.
We're slacking.
Oh, no.
I was just going to ask Dana. I was like, do we even make our bed anymore?
Yeah, we need to start making our bed every day. Successful people, supposedly, make their bed every day.
We don't even have sheets on it right now.
Oh, we're man. We're sleeping on a comforter.
All right, we also got National Night Shift Workers Day. So shout out to everybody on the graveyard.
I still remember that. The first night I ever worked graveyard. The managers were late the next day. I had never been more tired in my life. They were 2 hours late.
Oh.
You know I'm not a really cursing person. I was cursing them out.
On your first day?
First day. They were lazy.
All right. And we also got National Shrimp Day. And it is the kickoff of the World Beer Cup. That's a thing, yo.
What is the Weird Cup?
It's the Olympics of beer, everybody. And it takes place in Nashville every year. And
of course it does.
Yeah, just Google World Beer Cup for more information on that, because I want to get to people who make the office go around. It is National Receptionist Day. We'll wrap it up right there.
The receptionist is the most important person at the jobs, because she answers the phone or he answers the phone. First person to greet people that come through the door. Shout out to all the good receptionists out there. No sassy receptionists. You know, there's a couple of y'all too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is extra crazy. We're going to talk about two Iowa 16-year-old teenagers, Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodale, who both admitted ambushing and killing their high school Spanish teacher over a bad grade.
Oh.
The attack happened to Miss Naomi Graber, and she gave Miller this bad grade. So evidence shows that both Miller and Goodale beat the 66-year-old teacher with a bat while she was taking her regular after-school walk, not far from school campus. This is Jeremy Goodale in court describing how they pulled off this attack.
On November 2nd of 2021, I met Willard Miller at Chautauqua Park. I understood that he had the intent to kill Mrs. Graber. Chaden had brought a bat to go through with the murder, and after he had struck Nohima Graber, we then moved her off of the trail.
They put her in a wheelbarrow, they covered her with leaves and a tarp. I mean, it shows that they're 16-year-old children, but with the mind of evil. That's the only way to describe it.
It goes back to that old cliche of, like, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you do the same thing too?
Oh my gosh.
Because I just, like, you wonder how one person can do this and then two people can do this.
So they both denied it initially, then they both pled guilty and blamed it on each other. How did they ever figure out who did what?
Authorities figured out that it was Miller who orchestrated the plan, because he was the one with the bad grade, and he had met with Mrs. Graber weeks prior to this murder. So he was mad that his GPA was down. This is what he told investigators during an interview. And he went to her and asked, can you help me? And she said, no, you have to do better in the class.
So he decided to kill her.
Yeah. And his friend, Jeremy, admitted to being the lookout and going along with it.
I was posted as a lookout while Chayden struck her in the back of the head with his bat.
I can just only imagine how scared and frightened she was as this whole thing is going on. She's a teacher.
She's an old lady.
It doesn't even matter. Like,
it does matter. They attacked a woman. She's got to be 60 plus.
66.
Yeah.
66 years old.
It really makes me concerned for the current mental state of a lot of young men right now. There's no reason for this whatsoever.
None.
And all received a bad grade. Everyone's received a bad grade here and there.
I don't want to generalize all young men, but there's definitely a problem with these two young men for sure.
Oh, I agree 100%. And police actually figured this out because they shared on Snapchat what they'd done.
What?
Yeah. And so, of course, people on Snapchat are like, what? Well, and they reported the two. And everybody saw Miss Graber drive to her little area where she would take her walks every day. And then all of a sudden, her van comes back with these two boys driving it. And she's missing. It doesn't take much to put together that something really bad happened to her.
I mean, I'm just going to say it. No wonder this guy had a bad grade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you dummy. No, you're right.
Do we know what happened to them? Like, what kind of sentencing?
We do. But I first want to play a student who's talking about Miss Graber because she was just such a nice teacher.
I never really had anywhere to go on lunch just because I didn't have a car then. So she let me sit with her in, like, the back of the room, and she would just tell me stories while she ate lunch.
When you see the interview, when you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, I have, you know, this story posted up. You'll see how noticeably distraught this young girl is. I was her teacher. She was kind. She was an airline pilot. She was born in Mexico.
She retired to become a teacher.
She retired to become a teacher, and this terrible thing happened to her. And I don't think, no matter how many times we ask why, you'll never get an answer that satisfies any normal human being. Because there is no answer. And Anthony, you asked what happened to these young men. The two are charged as adults because of the severity of the crime. And they weren't subject to a mandatory sentence of life without parole because they were 16 at the time when they committed this crime, this murder. Willard is now 17. Goodale is 18. They're both going to do life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years.
I wish they would have got, I mean, they should just throw away the key.
They were just so young. They were just so young.
Yeah,
maybe
but
they'll learn. Maybe they won't.
That's a psychotic action. Their brain, they're ruined. There's no reason to bring them back into society. If you're going to kill somebody over a grade, over a Spanish class grade, come on.
Well, they'll have 25 years to contemplate that. And who knows if the parole board will let them out. That's a quarter of a century that they'll have to think about it. And I'm just looking at those boys. I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to have a real tough time in prison.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know we have a lot of pride in America. Yes, yes, of course, we will always ask for her to be better. But USA, USA, how do we rank when it comes to faithful men? I've got the top five countries right now. In case you missed it, I will share that with you when I go. I always tell my little, in case you missed it last, DJ Automatic, what'd you find?
I'm going to say I have faith in the men of America. That's what
I'm going to
say.
I'm sure you do, Mr. American Man.
But I'm going to move on to Netflix has new secret codes. They've embedded hidden movies, TV shows that can be unlocked by typing in these secret codes, but they're really not that secret. You could actually just go to Netflix website and unlock genres like action with a side of romance, K-dramas for beginners, and 90-minute comedies.
Oh, is this their way of apologizing for taking our passwords from our primos away?
I think they're kind of doing like what Joe Biden's doing. They're trying to get their poll numbers up.
They're trying to get their poll numbers up.
I'm just a fan of 90-minute comedies because that's how long comedy should be. So shout out to Netflix and that. That's a big flex when you can invite a girl over and be like, hey, we're going to exclusively Netflix and chill.
Yeah, this is a secret code, baby. Let me show you. What kind of romance movies you think they're going to pull up?
Hopefully classics like The Notebook or...
Did you just call The Notebook a classic?
Yeah, dude.
It is romantic, a classic.
Comedy? A romantic movie? Yeah, it's a classic, dude.
I hate that movie.
Hell yeah, it's a classic, bro.
That movie's so depressing. There's nothing classic about it.
Oh,
what
my God.
What do you want?
This is why Automatic and I are married. We're both just not chick flick lovers.
Well, I love them, and so do the ladies. All right. So in case you missed it, dating apps Bumble and Hinge recently conducted a survey with Gen Z and millennials, and it comes to find out that neither really like going to the bar anymore. They would rather choose a sober, active date, as the listing says.
Are we talking about California sober?
No, real sober, 100%. They would rather go bike riding or hiking, which I'm pro hiking.
I agree with all of of the above because I just read another study that younger pregnancies are down. Alcohol beverage consuming is down. It's just a different generation. They realize sobriety is a lot more fun than just being
up. Let's get weird.
I was going to say, it sounds like Gen Z is boring.
Whatever. They're not boring. I think about going to a bar. Remember when you and I started seeing each other, you always DJing and I couldn't talk to you and you couldn't, and we would have to stay up all night. Mm. Well, we weren't talking then either. But
Damn.
In case you missed it, Insider Monkey has just released a study of the most faithful countries.
Before we go on.
No, let it go.
Did you just say Insider Monkey is what you're citing?
Yes. Okay. Well, they released the study. They didn't do the study, DJ Automatic. Psychology Magazine actually did the study.
All right,
okay?
You should have said that instead of Insider Monkey.
Either way, this is where I found it. So let's talk about the number five most faithful country, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Canada. That's rough with the Tristan Thompson being Canadian. So, you know, they're off to an interesting start.
She didn't make the poll. Number four, Turkey.
Oh, okay.
Turkish men are the most faithful husbands, or the top four anyway. Number three.
I know that that's the most well-hung country, too.
Yeah, it is. I told DJ Automatic that fact. He's like, I'm from Turkey. Number three, Britain. Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, British husbands are regarded as faithful.
They don't really have a choice. They're kind of pasty looking.
Yeah, nipples are busted, dog. Nipples are busted.
Their teeth are all jacked up.
Yeah, dog. They ain't never seen the sun. Yeah, dude. They don't see girls in sundresses. They don't know what's going on.
Number two, USA! USA!
Okay. See, I told you I had faith in us American men.
Huh. Anybody want to take a guess at number one?
Definitely not Mexico.
And it's not Jamaica. I promise you that.
It ain't Mexico. It ain't Jamaica. Australia, mate.
Most faithful men
are from Australia.
I know one.
Did you get cheated on by a girl from Australia?
No, I didn't get cheated on by a girl from Australia. I got cheated on with a girl from the United States with a guy from Australia.
Oh, there we go.
You know, he was down under inside her monkey. That's what was going on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody listening, would you want an ancestry DNA test? Ooh. We're going to take them. We're going to share them with you here on the radio. That's what Drake just did with his dad. Ancestry DNA results from Drake's dad. We'll reveal them now. This story and more. It's the Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Lowe's. Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
All right. We have Bono celebrating his birthday. Aww. Kenan Thompson and TikTok star Emilio Martinez celebrating his birthday.
All right. So I saw a video of Offset on the red carpet with his two baby girls. He had 8-year-old Kalia and 4-year-old Culture to the Little Mermaid premiere. Oh. It looks so cute. They're both dressed in the most beautiful princess outfits. And it just reminded me of how important fathers are.
Yeah, I am really happy that the current generation of rappers are all pretty good fathers for the most part.
Yeah, I saw Blueface is having a baby with, well, I don't know how that's going to turn out.
That Krishan girl?
Yeah, they're having a baby.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Blueface is a good dad, all right? Blueface is a good dad
for
his kids.
They're not good at parenting.
They're not good at that.
They're not even good at communicating with each other.
He made Tatiana. You think he's going to be that good at like being in a relationship? No, come on, guys.
Speaking of dads, congratulations at the ripe young age of 79, Robert De Niro is a father once again.
Yeah, that boy got that Academy Award winning sperm.
His oldest son is 51.
Damn.
You know what? Let's play a couple of our favorite Robert De Niro lines. Here's Automatics from Goodfellas.
Never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut.
How's it going? In one of my favorite movies of all time. But Automatic, I think Anthony A. might have topped you with his favorite quote from Meet the Parents.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
He's talking about Jinxie the cat. Remember Jinxie could flush the toilet? We're going to have to watch that tonight.
Meet the Parents is a great movie.
Oh, it's one of the best movies of all time. And we will talk about another dad, Drake's dad, Dennis.
Baby.
Now, Drake on his Instagram shared his father's ancestry DNA results. Nigerian, Cameroon, Congo, and Western Bantu peoples, English, Scottish, even some Germanic in there. And then Drake poses the question, so am I Nigerian? Drake, we want to see your ancestry DNA results. Let's see what you really got, because we've seen your son.
Speaking of his son, I find it kind of funny that Drake posted his DNA results but hid his kid for like 2 years.
I know! You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. We're going to take our own ancestry DNA test, reveal the results here, and give some tests away.
Oh.
People really want to do that. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What if I told you you'd get a pizza in under 3 minutes? Ooh. It's real. It's real. We're going to tell you all about it in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. Halfway to the weekend, the Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, so the Biden administration is sending out a new batch of emails to borrowers who are potentially eligible for student loan forgiveness. So you know the Supreme Court just rejected a challenge.
What?
Which allows the Education Department to move forward in implementing student debt relief. I'm here for it.
Oh.
Oh, so by rejecting it, that actually helps.
Yeah, somebody's I was like, what happened?
I like how Joey B saved this one for like a reverse Uno card. Because they just released like his like poll numbers, yeah. And it was like in 30s. He's like, hold up, fools.
Come on, they take down care of his debt for y'all.
Well, I mean, Clarence Thomas probably just got his boy to pay for everything.
That is an inside political joke, and I'm going to move on from that. We don't want to talk about that here.
I wish I understood it.
Google, and you'll figure it out. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
Pizza vending machines could be going nationwide. Let me say that again. Their pizza vending machines are coming. Yeah, so these pizza machines are being tested at Max Pizza Pub in Cincinnati right now. They feature touch screens where you can put all the different ingredients on it, and then you pay with your credit card or debit card, and then the machine spits out a pizza in 3 minutes.
Mm. 3 minutes?
Amazing. To finally see where this country is going in a right direction for the first time in my life.
We can all thank the University of Cincinnati because they put them on campus and they've been a huge hit. They actually ordered a whole bunch more, and now other campuses will be ordering them.
Stop. Have we ever heard of good food out of Cincinnati? I just want you to think about that.
I mean, it's pizza. It's hard to make it bad.
Interesting chili. Yeah, pizza, you ain't messing up, dude. Look, Cincinnati gave us Travis Kelce, and now they're giving us this lovely pizza vending machine.
You know, I don't think they're giving us fine cuisine, though.
You know how you didn't know about Clarence Thomas? I don't know who the hell Travis Kelce is. Anyway.
You know who Travis Kelce is?
No.
He's like the greatest freaking tight end of all time.
Yeah, you love white man, you would like him, dude. You would like him.
Hey, I only love my white
husband. He's a good looking guy, though.
Right? Yeah. And he's
groovy
and
stuff. He has rhythm. He's cool. He's great. Greatest tight end of all time.
Better dancer than I am.
All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick this one off by shouting out all the receptionists around the world. Yes. It's National Receptionist Day.
The face of your business.
Ow. And we also got National Night Shift Workers Day. So the graveyard people, too, man. Shout out to everybody.
One of my first jobs, I worked graveyards at a convenience store. I used to fry the burritos, I used to make the bean burritos and the chimichangas, and I didn't understand the difference.
You don't even have to tell me where you worked, because I know it was Allsup's, because you said bean burritos and chimichangas.
You got to be from a certain part of the country to know about Allsup's. But people would come in and say, I ordered a chimichanga, you gave me a bean and beef. I didn't know what the difference was. I was like, now I know. It's a big deal.
It's a deep fried tortilla.
All right. And we'll wrap it up on National Clean Your Room Day, everybody.
Clean your room. Automatic, we need to do. Our bed has not been made.
So, hold on.
It's a mess. We haven't been home on weekends.
If anyone's looking for clothes, Dana has now started her own store in our corner, I guess, here.
And Shopify. Shopify, man. I'm telling you, to sell my clothes.
She must have 50 outfits over there.
Oh, for sure. I took some of yours, too. You're looking for some man clothes. I'm going to hook you up.
There you go, dog.
Well, why don't you get rid of them so we can clean our room?
Will do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, during our In Case You Missed It segment, Dana was listing off the most faithful countries in the world. Oof. We're going to recap that and tell you where America ranks amongst those countries. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show where myself, Anthony A., and my scum padre, sir, DJ Automatic, recap something you may have missed during the Dana Cortez Show. And today, during our In Case You Missed It segment, Dana was breaking down the faithful countries. All right. And now, they're judging men.
Yes.
All right.
There's no women involved in this study.
Yeah, for some reason.
They don't cheat.
Like, well, thank you, dude. We need that case study, bro. When's that dropping on us, all right? But the top five ended up being Canada was number five. Number four was Turkey, which I didn't know. And Automatic,
it was an outlier.
You laced me with some information that I didn't know. Turkey men have them things on them.
Yeah, they're the most well endowed.
Really?
Yeah.
And yet they're the most faithful country? Holy, how does that
make that make sense?
How does that happen? All right, and if you missed the top three, here we are, and here you go, provided by Dana Cortez.
Britain. Britain. Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well. Number two, USA! USA!
Okay. That's about that. I told you I had faith in us American men.
Anybody want to take a guess at number one?
Definitely not Mexico.
And it's not Jamaica. I promise you that.
It ain't Mexico. It ain't Jamaica. Australia, mate.
Oh!
Most faithful men are from Australia.
America coming in at number two? Most faithful country?
You know what? I'm proud of us.
I'm not mad at that. You know, we have mistakes here or there. We have slip-ups and whatnot.
Are these countries the best at not cheating or the best at hiding it?
Not getting caught, dude. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, American man, we're revolutionizing a cheating game, my dude.
I was going to say, between England, the United States, and Australia, we're pretty good liars. Keep up with world politics.
Now, automatic, you did remind me, you know, it was your wife, Dana Cortez, who reminded me that I did get cheated on by a woman who hooked up with a guy from Australia.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to see what's down
there. You're not buying into the study.
No, I'm not buying into the study. But DJ Automatic, if there's a person out there who's thinking about cheating or thinking about, you know, stepping out on their partner, what is something you want to remind them and what is something that keeps you faithful?
Okay, let's get some things straight. Are they married?
No.
They're not married. Okay. Oh. Don't get caught.
Oh!
Damn, son.
If you're married, don't do it. Because you're going to lose half of everything. Is it really worth that 30 seconds, maybe a minute and a half, to lose everything? No. And that's what keeps me faithful, Anthony, because, you know, most men, I'm just being honest here, it's instinctive for us to spread our
yes,
seeds.
So the most.
But I always think, why would I do that?
Oh,
why would I
God.
Bet half of my life?
That's right, dude.
I'm going to be honest, 45 seconds.
Damn, son.
This boils down to the simple fact that it's cheaper to keep her.
Thank
it's
you.
Cheaper to keep her, man.
And if you guys tell my wife I said that, I will fight you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.